Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our study titled, They Shall Mingle Themselves with the Seed of Men. This is part two of two.
They believe what it says. But in this case, people are like, I'm just not going to believe it. I just refuse to believe what it says. It's mind-boggling. It's like having somebody who can read that Mary was a virgin and that she gave birth to Jesus as a virgin. And then they say, I just think it means young maiden. That's just no difference. They're doing the exact same thing to the Bible in both cases. Just don't want to believe what it says. So let's answer that question. Who are these sons of God? The Bible tells us plainly. And these people won't believe it. Job 1. Go to Job chapter 1. And some of them, if they ever watch this, as soon as I say go to Job, they start, oh, come on now, no, we've answered that. No, what you've answered is you just don't believe it. They didn't answer it. They just said, I don't believe it. Job 1 and verse 6. Job 1. Verse 6. I want to give everybody a chance to get there. Now, read verse 6 with me. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Now, we're going to read a couple more places, but that is in heaven. And the sons of God are angels. The definition for terms in the Bible should come from the Bible. The best commentary on the Bible is the Bible. Genesis 6 refers to sons of God coming into the daughters of men, making it sound like they're not men. That would be because other scriptures, beginning here in Job 1:6, says they're not men. They're angels. Let's go over to Job 2. Job 2, verse 1. Who are the sons of God? We already got our answer, but we're going to show you that God doesn't just say things once most of the time. Read verse 1 with me. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. Now, God is in heaven. They are presenting themselves before the Lord in heaven. And these are angels. In both texts. Can I get a witness? Okay. Now let's go to the end of Job. Job 38. Job 38, verse 1 says, Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, and then we go to verse 4, and he says, Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Now stop right there. You see, what I'm telling you is, this isn't my opinion, and I don't have an opinion. I wasn't there. But God was, and He's telling us exactly who was there. And He's saying that the angels are the sons of God. Verse 5. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? Read verse 7. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Those are angels. Adam hadn't even been created yet. This is back in Genesis 1 and 2. Genesis 1, 1 and 2. Before the sixth day. And the sons of God are not men. They're angels. Can I get an amen? Amen. Angels are the sons of God and are wingless and male. I want to make this point. I think it's more important than some people make it, because it explains this passage in Hebrews that people quote all the time. Hebrews 13:2 says, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." Now, Charlie, I ask you, how could you be unaware if an angel looked like this?
I'd probably notice something.
You might notice. Angels in the Bible always are what?
Male.
Not female. No wings. Male. And not sexless, by the way. That's another hogwash thing that's been taught for years. The Bible never says angels are sexless. It says they are neither married nor given in marriage in heaven. You understand that? It doesn't say they can't do that on earth. It says when we are in heaven, we will be as the angels. We'll be like the angels. And that means all that it's saying is that Jenny and I in heaven will not live eternally married, Mr. and Mrs. Miller. We will be in heaven. We'll have a new name. We'll each be given a new name. And we're not going to be married. One guy says, there ain't going to be marriage in heaven if it's going to be hell. And I don't say that. My marriage is like heaven on earth. Shh, Doug, you're supposed to be my friend. Trying to get me in trouble. I've had people argue with me over these things that we're talking about. And then, for a while I kept a picture just like this. It's a little different on my phone. And I'd pull it out there and I'd say, if this showed up, how could you be unaware that you're entertaining an angel? It's because when angels show up, they probably look a lot like Mark Easter. People complained, what was his name, Michael Landon, and who's the other guy that is on the show? He's on Little House with him. But Michael Landon from Little House on the Prairie and the guy with the beard. And people complained about that. And then Touched by an Angel. I don't endorse the show, by the way. It had some New Age overtones and things. But if you watch it, you won't go to hell for it, but be very discerning. But it was realistic because the angels didn't flap out these big wings. And on Touched by an Angel, they would be like a spotlight would hit on them when they were revealing themselves. But even on Highway to Heaven that I was talking about with Michael Landon, that was very realistic. I just think it'll be very interesting to find out how many times you might have interacted. Because I believe the Bible. Some people have a real hard time with that. And they don't look like this. How would you get into a car with those wings? I mean, how would you be unaware that that's an angel? It's like, I can strap you to the hood. Yeah, he could just fly. He could just stretch his wings out and you'd have your little... So this fall of the angels is confirmed in Peter's second epistle. Turn over to 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. I'm going to move a little more quickly to get through the material here. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. And Peter says, beginning verse 4, "For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah." Right there. Peter's telling you that what we just read in Genesis 6 is connected to the flood of Noah. And you'll have these guys who will try to separate verses 4 and 5. Look, there's no period there. It ends with a colon. Or semicolon. Yeah, look, got the little hoop on the bottom. semicolon, not a period. So it's connected. When the angels sinned, the Bible says God did not spare them. So the angels that had fallen and went into the daughters of men at the time of the flood, God rounded them up. He killed them with the flood. They were now mortal. And he killed them with the flood, rounded them up. They're not in hell with the rest of the people. They're in a special compartment. It was known in Greek as Tartarus. Tartarus. And it goes on to say, Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness. I love that. It's also confirmed in Jude. Turn over to, well, let's just read that. Jude 1:6. It says, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation. That's describing these angels who fell and went in to the daughters of men. Now, once people get that, they read their Bible and it starts making so much more sense. But you talk to these people who refuse to believe what it says in Genesis 6 about those who are going to mingle in the future, see, with the seed of men. That not only happened in the past, but it's going to happen in the future. And people who reject what God said happened in the past, they also don't understand what's about to happen. See the implications? You reject Genesis and reject what it plainly teaches, it will leave you blinded about what's happening now and in the future. And that's not God's will for you. God's given you this book because he wants you to know what's in it. We're told angels, sons of God, kept not their first estate. What was that? Being an angel. But left their own habitation, which was not on earth. And they took up residence on earth. And angels appear as men, as we already discussed. Now, here's just real quick, go through a couple of the alternative claims you'll get in the Scofield Reference Bible, and a lot of other teachers will actually teach this. They'll call the sons of God the godly line of Seth. Number one, shame on you for changing the Bible. It doesn't say the godly line of Seth. It says the sons of God. Number two, I want to say this too about that. There's no such thing. How could they call it the godly line of Seth? God kills them all. Everyone except Noah and his sons is ungodly in the line of Seth. They might have been more convincing if they called it the ungodly line of Seth, but then why would they be called sons of God? See? The answer is junk at all, because it's false. And they'll say angels don't have sex. Who are you to say that? Why would you say that? Yeah, the Bible says they did. And again, it's going back and taking that verse of Jesus and they change it and twist it. Jesus said the angels are not married or given in marriage in heaven. He didn't say that about earth. And they'll make it act. They'll say, God or Jesus said angels don't marry. And I've even heard people say, Jesus says angels are sexless. I'm like, where did Jesus ever say that? They're male. Do you know what? When the doctor pulled Charlie out of Jenny and he held Charlie up, he looked in one place to see if Charlie was a boy. Do you get my drift? He didn't look at his nose. He didn't lift his arm and look at his armpit. He looked in one place. And we're all adults here. He found the penis. And that made Charlie a boy. And where there isn't one, they call them girls. And those are the only two genders on the planet. And there's some crazy stuff. One in 100 million happens. They have to do some surgery and that kind of thing. The exception proves the rule. That's it. To say that angels don't have sex, you're just adding to the Bible. The Bible never says that. The Bible says they went into the daughters of men. Can you save it for a second? Or to the end? I want some questions in a minute. We're going to finish up. But I want to say this. People have to look at you and say, that's just crazy. Listen, folks. How many in this room are Christians? Raise your hand.
How many what? How many of you are Christians? Raise your hand. Keep your hand up. Keep your hand up. Now, of you Christians, how many of you believe what's in the Bible? You're crazy. You are crazy. You believe that God created all this in six 24-hour days? What a bunch of nuts. You believe in talking snakes? Crazy. It's impossible for a virgin to give birth. What's wrong with you? Y'all looking for this rapture thing where y'all gonna disappear? Yeah. Why is, I mean, you know, we're already crazy. To believe angels fell and had sex with women, is that really as crazy as some of that other stuff I just described? No, not at all. And it's not crazy, it's Bible. So, get back to the Bible, amen?
Amen.
And finally, the source of this mingled seed is found in the, because we're in Daniel 2:43. Go ahead and turn over to Revelation 12, and this is where we're going to close. In Daniel 2, it was future. It was a prophecy. And he said, they shall mingle themselves. It's talking about during the time of that last kingdom, the iron clay, and that is the 70th week of Daniel. They shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. So, the Bible, we'd expect somewhere, might mention, or at least give us a little more information about that, and it do. In Revelation 12, verses 3 and 4, it says, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, who we know is Satan, having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns upon his heads, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. Now, you want to know how they confused everybody on that? The seminaries, Doug and I were talking about, the seminaries are cemeteries.
Amen.
They're the last place you want to go to learn the Bible. And they put all of that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you'll hear people say, well, when Satan fell in Isaiah 14, he took a third of the angels. Isaiah 14 never says that. We don't know how many angels fell with him back then. We're not told. This is future. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. Now, go to verse 6. And we're familiar with this. We know it's talking about Israel going into Petra, which is where we believe they'll go. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where is Petra, where she hath a place prepared of God, and it's prepared already, right there, down there waiting for them, that they should feed her there 1,203 score days. That's 3.5 years. So this is the second half of the 7-year tribulation. Verse 7, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his what? And prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Read verse 9 with me. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. That's where the sons of God in Genesis 6, in Revelation 12, angels, sons of God. And in Revelation 12, a third of the angels. We don't know how many there are. Some say there could be billions. There could be as many angels thrown to the earth as there are people on the planet during that 7-year, or last 3.5 years of the tribulation. And they're going to rape and kill. And it's going to be like nothing people can imagine. And because they reject what's in Revelation or Genesis 6, some of those same people come here and read what you just read, and they totally explain it away and pretend it's not going to happen. I got newsflash. It's going to happen. And I got newsflash. If you ain't saved, you're going to be here. Unless you die beforehand or die sometime before that in the tribulation.
But the good news is, if you have been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ and believed on His death, burial, and resurrection, you're born again, you have the Spirit of God in you. That's like a magnet when Jesus is up there with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and He says, come up hither. Everybody with His Spirit gets sucked up immediately. And then they can have it. Amen. I mean, I feel for the people who are going to be left behind. And it won't look like this. What they're going to see are things called men. But I wouldn't be surprised if it looked a little bit like those aliens. Because people who have claimed to see these aliens in the past and present, and, you know, I think they're seeing possibly the same thing. And so then when they describe them, maybe it's a little exaggerated. But I got to tell you, I've seen some people who on the Coda bus that look like those guys. I'm not kidding you. Yeah, there's some of these guys that get on there and you're like, whoa, that's a weird looking dude. Amen. Ain't that a book? Best on the planet.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome, Doug. Yes. Yeah, we want to pass the... Hopefully it's on. The green light on? It was supposed to be on. Oh. That's batteries. Here, give it here real quick. I'll change it out. You can ask your question standing right here and my mic will pick it up.
So...
Hold that for a second.
Yeah. So in our text, Daniel 2:43... I wanted to know, is there any indication anything to suggest a spirit over any other kingdom besides Persia? Because I know the Prince of Persia specifically knows.
Well, and there's Prince of Grecia as well. And we just take, I and most that I've ever read comment on that, take that to mean there's probably spirits over all the regions of the world. But
that makes sense as the context for the day. And that's kind of a jump. But.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to say for sure if that's the case. There you go. Thanks. That's a good question. It's something I don't know that I can tell you in my studies. I haven't been able to make that connection. But it could be. Who's next? Doug?
When they just talk about the... The people left is just the eight from Noah.
Yes.
You know, what about what's that other guy's name? What about old Enoch or Enoch? Enoch.
Well, obviously he was not corrupted, and that's why God took it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he would be there.
Yeah. That's why he didn't die in the flood.
Right.
David Crockett.
Here's something I have never thought of before. We like to talk about how, you know, the only way we'll be able to stand before God someday is because we'll have Jesus' righteousness on us. But I notice when you read in Job, it says that Satan is somehow able to stand before God and talk to Him.
Well, that goes with the omniscience of God. In other words, God is in heaven, but He's actually everywhere.
Right.
But in His glory, He's in heaven in His glory. In on earth and all over the universe, He's there in His general appearance as a spirit. It says God is a spirit, and that's why He's there. So when you talk about Satan wasn't like in heaven, in the throne, surrounded by the saints and holy angels. He was someplace where it appears where we'll probably have the great white throne judgment. And when the Bible describes that sea of glass and the throne that's sitting there, that's a throne of judgment. And that's what he's doing in Job. So it's like that great white throne judgment won't be the first time there's been judgment from that throne. But it is a
the day of judgment for humans. See, do you follow me?
Okay.
So that's why Satan is able to approach that throne of judgment, but he's not able to enter into the glories of heaven.
Because, yeah, I guess you can say also the same thing for the great white throne is obviously all the dead of the world are going to be there and they're not going to be destroyed immediately. So,
right.
So I guess that's probably the same thing.
Bring it down to Charlie.
So the only thing I was going to say is just that we're also mortals and they're not mortals.
Right.
Like the sons of God and Satan are not mortals.
Right.
So like, you know, it's the rules of engagement are not specifically laid out
right.
for all spirit beings.
Right.
So and also like there are angels that will fall that are and God knows. God knows all things. So like
yeah.
he knows which angels will fall.
Yeah.
But they're still like they haven't fallen yet.
Yeah.
So they're still in his presence, even though there is unrighteous. I mean, you know, you could say that there's unrighteousness in them.
Yeah,
but they will
evidently within yeah. angels, there's a potential for rebellion, but they're not held accountable for that until they act on it. And so, like Charlie says, that one third of Revelation 12, they're in heaven. They have access to the glory, but and all angels evidently have the potential or the, you know, the possibility is there and they're not held accountable until they act on it. And then that's when the one third will be kicked out. So, we'll do a study on angels. Has anybody else got anything? We'll do a study on angels, of course, at another time and we'll get into some of that. Whatever you do, do not go outside of the Bible and get information on angels. People are getting so mixed up in the head with the Book of Enoch and all this other stuff. Yeah, Jenny Lynn, did you have?
I was just going to bring up some more evidence that angels are male. You remember when they went to Sodom and Gomorrah, the guys there thought they looked inviting.
Just said there were three men.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted them to come out. The two men that were there at Lot's, bring them out that we may know them.
And yeah. they rejected the females that were offered to him.
Yep. Pretty sick, huh?
Yes.
Kim? Huh? The parts of it.
I hope not.
Yeah. That's where I was going to mention that. I'm glad Doug confessed his sin there. But some of these angels are not just female, but they're very pornographic. I mean... And that stuff, Victoria's Secret, you know, and all that stuff, and I only know because it's on the TV commercials. Doug's more of an expert, but hey.
I delivered mail. I told the guys that I could deliver that piece of mail.
But people don't just seem to get it when you make an angel look whorish of how just blasphemous that is. Yeah, Kim?
So you're saying that angels have the ability to be able to sin, and then they fell, and that's when they had interactions with women.
Mm-hmm.
But they were wiped out with the flood, so all of their seed is gone now, and that's not happening now.
We don't know that it's completely gone because it says, and after that. And Goliath was sometime after that. So I was going to say that with Charlie. There seems to be some big events where angels fall. I believe there was a big fall with Isaiah 14 when Lucifer fell. That was before creation. He was already fallen when he went into the garden. Second fall would have been, major fall would have been right before the flood. The third would be cut to come in Revelation 12, the big three. But we're not told that angels don't fall all the time. We're just told that those big events take place. But we're not told that there's not, there could be, you know, a steady, that's strange to think about, but yeah, Charlie?
Just minor comment. Like, there's stories of beings that...